It's a Roll Around the Barrel podcast, vintage baseball podcast, here at the Ohio Cup, interviewing a bunch of people, and twinsies! We've got the twins from the Black Flags of Droverton.
What? They're twins?
They're going to answer every question the same. This is going to be the worst interview ever.
They have met us.
Gentlemen, introduce yourselves to the vintage baseball community.
Hey, guys. I'm Jay Redner, nicknamed Toots. So playing for the Drovertown Black Flags.
Toots.
Yeah. Splinter, Kyle Redner. Even though everybody says we're twins, we're actually a couple years apart. So
it's true.
Yeah, but it's true. No. How are you not Roots? Roots and Toots.
Well, that one never really came up. Now did it?
All right. So who's the older brother?
That's a fair question. You tell us.
See, this isn't going to be fair.
I know who's the older brother.
It's Kyle.
Oh, come on. Everybody says everybody.
And it's not true. Okay. We'll start. How'd you guys get involved in vintage baseball?
So, yeah. So I've been around dang near 20 years now, and it was it's our old umpire, Gib Young. Actually, they traveled here to the Ohio Village to watch it. They had heard about it, and he's a historian, does Teddy Roosevelt stuff back in the day, and real history buff, part of the Civil War, and they had heard about this here. Traveled out, and they were like, man, we got to get a team together back in our hometown of Huntington, Indiana, and just took off after that. They put out an all call and went to a meeting, and it was like, this would be fun.
We got to try this, and we started it up, and we are probably one of the last ones that actually started with the old Hilltoppers and kept through the Black Flags.
Yeah.
So the Black Flags do a lot more traveling. You guys don't even have a home field, is that right?
No, correct.
You're a full 100% travel club, which isn't a bad thing. If you got the players willing to travel, that's you guys go to all the cool places. Some of your favorite places to go to?
So, of course, the World Tournament. We love the World Tournament. That's always a blast to go play in. We had the opportunity, about 6 years ago? We played out at the Silver Ball.
Rochester,
New York.
That was a lot of fun.
Just some historical places. Frankenmuth, yes.
Oh, that was awesome. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that one? Love that place. That was awesome. The Ohio Cup here. Great place. So. Yeah.
And we love the festival type baseball. You get to play a lot of games since we are a travel team only. We like to kind of fit as many games in a weekend as possible without playing every weekend of a month.
Yeah, it's less dates, more games.
Yes.
I believe in that philosophy. I wish everybody would do that philosophy. Take off single games, add events, and less dates. I think you'd have more participation.
Sure.
From your members, if they know they're going to have less dates to commit to, and the dates they're going to participate in are actual events, good stuff.
Games. I mean, we'll play six games this weekend. We actually, Jay and I, picked up one extra game this morning that we played in with the Grangers. It was, or not the Grangers, I'm sorry. Grinders.
Oh, so as someone who knows what it's like to play with their brother, let's get into it. We'll start out positive. Give me the pros of taking the field with your brother. What are the good things about being able to get out there with a family member? And then follow that up with, what are the cons about being out there with your brother?
So I guess one of the pros I'll say, we've been playing ball together for many, many years, up through Little League, softball, everything else. We kind of know how the other one's going to play. We know what they're going to do, especially when we get to play middle infield together. You know, usually at short, I'm at second. You just know. You know where to be.
I know when it's hit to him, I'm like, he's going to screw this one up.
Yeah, error.
And now we get to the cons.
Let's do that.
Now we get to the cons.
That's exactly the con. When you mess up.
So, so you're playing with a family member. That family member is going to hear about it. Like, Noah, but you wouldn't say a word to anybody else on the club. But you're like, what are you doing? What happened on that play? That's
a is true. So yeah, I mean, it's a blast to be able to play this game and, you know, to do it with family and friends and whomever. But it's nice to take the field, yeah, with your brother, nice, yep. You know, and it's awesome. And but, you know, to give you crap to play, you know, we're out here to have fun, and it's going to happen. And it's like, oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to rub him on this one.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so. Like it's like something you use to, like, get them out of their head.
Yeah.
Like, but they got to be in the right mindset. I prompt, like, you know, if Ian makes an error and you make a joke and he's not feeling it. But no, yeah, but there is a certain thing, and that's one of the beautiful things about what we do, what we're doing, and being able to stay out here. Like, I mean, yesterday we played a game with three generations on the field. So where else are you going to be able to do that, right? So
right.
That's amazing.
It is.
You guys growing up twins, obviously there's some competition going on your entire lives, not just in baseball. I would like to give each of you the opportunity to flex on the thing that you hold over your brother that you beat them at that you'll never forget.
Oh, boy.
Something you both were involved in, and one of you came out on top. And come on, there's got to be something.
I guess for me it was kind of easy. Through high school, I was a wrestler, and I started wrestling at a young age. I was in fourth grade, and he decided to give it a shot a few years later, and he made 1 year. That was about all he
How many times at home did you pin him?
There were a few, but he's dirty. He cheats.
Oh, okay. We won't count that. How many times did he cleanly beat you? Never. Say it.
Probably never.
Never.
Probably never. Probably never.
But I did get my cheap shots in, so that's as good as winning.
Nice.
Anything you hold over your brother that way?
Oh, everything else.
I knew that was coming. Open the door.
So as we come to the end of this 8-minute interview, thanks to Pops for setting this up, because great to talk to you guys. Love you guys. And anything you got coming up in the future here with Droverton? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, actually, we do have a couple good things. We're headed to Huntingburg, Indiana, to play at the where they filmed The League of Their Own here in October.
Oh, wow. We're playing,
so that'll
there.
Be fun.
Yep.
And we're hoping to get to the Field of Dreams. We're trying
next
to set
July.
Up for next
yep.
July.
That's not much of a drive for you guys, is it?
About six.
Six hours. The Field horrible. Of Dreams or Huntingburg?
Oh, Huntingburg.
No, either one.
Yeah.
Huntingburg's probably about
three to four.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams will be six and a half.
Okay.
So it's not terrible. So we've done a lot of...
Well, I'm sure if you put it out there, you won't find a hassle getting an opponent to play you at the Field of Dreams.
No, I think I think Bay City.
Yep, I think we're looking at Bay City. I think we have a waiting list after that. So.
Oh, a waiting list. Did you hear that, Rudy? Yeah. The Droverton Black Flags have a waiting list.
They are in high demand.
Jeez Louise.
Hey. Pops for all that.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by, guys. Take care. Be safe. Any more matches the rest of the day?
We have two more.
All right.
We play at 11, or at
Addison, yep.
two against Addison, and then we play at 4 here with the Frosty Sons of Thunder.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Well, be safe, and good seeing you.
Thanks,
guys.
You too.
Have a good day.
Take care.
See you later.